Vibe, welcome back. Whether you're watching on the YouTube channel or you're listening on the podcast, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, comment, all the things. In this video, I'm going to be talking about my favorite topic, manifesting. I know you love this topic because you keep asking me questions about it. So when it comes to manifesting, there's a lot of universal laws that always kind of get thrown around in hopes to explain how you manifest. So you've probably heard about the law of attraction. Maybe you've also heard about the law of assumption. And maybe if you really delve deep into it, you probably know about the law of vibration as well. These are the three main laws that have to do with manifesting. Now, it all comes down to the same energy, the same thing, but these are all different ways that you can bring new things into your life. They're all kind of related, but they each have their own unique flavor. So I want to give you like a simple breakdown of what each of them represents and how you actually use them and practice them. So that way, when you are manifesting, you know exactly what laws are applying to you and you know exactly how to use them, how to maximize them, and you're not wasting time doing things that aren't relevant to your specific manifestation. I actually wrote a blog post on this topic, so if you're more of a reader, you can go check out the blog and it'll have some details in there that you can easily understand. When it comes to the law of attraction, this is the most basic way of manifesting and also the most popular way. When you hear, oh, you get what you think about, your thoughts attract, this is all law of attraction. With the law of attraction, when you are manifesting, your main objective is to control your thoughts. If you are manifesting in a new area of your life, something that you don't have a lot of experience in, then the law of attraction is probably where you're going to start, because first and foremost, you are trying to saturate your mind with a new thought or a new belief that aligns with what you want to manifest. This is where you get a lot of the I am affirmations. I am healthy. I am wealthy. Everything always works out for me. Solutions are always available to me. I have more than enough money to provide for myself and my family. I am healthy. I feel healthy. All these affirmations that are basically making a statement about a thought or a new thing, a new belief, that is generally from the law of attraction, because we are simply focused on programming a new belief or a new identity into our minds. And in the beginning, that's going to be a lot of repetition. So with the law of attraction, your feelings, your emotions, it's not the main focus. The main focus with the law of attraction is your thoughts. Because think about it like this. When you study something, when you constantly repeat something, when you memorize something, eventually it penetrates into your subconscious mind until you start to believe that thing. It's like when you have a little lie that you tell, right? And you repeat that lie over and over and over and over and over again until eventually you genuinely believe that lie. It takes you a minute to be like, oh wait, that's actually a lie. I made that up. I don't know if this has happened to you, but obviously everyone's lied at one point or another, and if you repeat it enough, you will start to believe it. So if you can use that for something that's not productive, like lying to people, then you can definitely use it to improve your life and adopt beliefs that actually help you be better. A lot of you are using the law of attraction subconsciously. You're not even intentionally using it, but you're still using it. Like when you hear people say, oh, I just get really anxious in crowds. I always get sick when I eat that thing. I just always break out every time I go in the water. My hair gets so greasy so fast. No, that kind of clothes doesn't look good on me. My boss has such an ego, he's always getting on my case. Why is my husband so lazy? He never cleans up after himself. These are all powerful affirmations. The law of attraction is all about activating your voice, using your words, your thoughts to manifest. So every time you are affirming something you don't want, you're attracting more of it. So I don't care if you believe in manifestation, if you believe in it, you don't, you're still using it and it's actually making your life worse. So at minimum, at least stop saying negative things. Even if you don't want to use new affirmations, you don't want to use manifesting techniques, you don't want to do too much, the least you can do is prevent yourself and reduce the amount of negativity that you're spewing out. That alone will improve your life. In the beginning, I love using a few different affirmations and just kind of going back and forth between a small list. That way, you really repeat a single affirmation enough times to actually believe it. Because if you have a list of 100 different affirmations, you repeat new affirmations every day, not a single affirmation is going to be able to make that much of a difference because you're only repeating the thing one or two times. You're saying so many different ones. I love posting affirmations videos. I do that on my Instagram and TikTok. So if you love just scrolling through your feed and seeing like affirmations relaxing you like throughout your day, I love posting that. So I recommend you head over there. But with that being said, if you're practicing the affirmations, I suggest you choose one video or one set of affirmations. Usually a video has maybe like 5-6 affirmations, maybe more or less, depending on what I was feeling. But I would pick one that has like 5-6 affirmations and repeat those same affirmations until you actually start to see your new reality being reflected back to you. So once you actually start to believe your new belief, your new affirmation, then you can move on to a different affirmation. But until you actually feel it, it's not really doing what it needs to do, and you need to keep repeating it. From there, you can move on to the law of assumption. This is personally one of my favorite ones because it's so savage. Like, it really doesn't matter what you're feeling, what you're thinking. It's all about your assumptions. So your expectations, your assumptions, your beliefs manifest for you. So you don't have to specifically manifest every single thing. You kind of just assume a certain thing about yourself or about your life. And from there, everything else just kind of lines up according to that. If you saw one of the videos I posted recently, it's a super short video, basically me talking about a story time, like something I manifested without even trying to manifest it. That was using the law of assumption. Because I have adopted the belief that everything always works out for me, it doesn't matter what situation I'm in, where I go, I don't have to manifest each situation working out for me because I adopted the belief that every situation works out for me. No matter how it may look, it's always working out in my favor. Therefore, situations that I don't even try to manifest, they just work out for me because I didn't have to focus on each specific thing. I just have that underlying belief. So some assumptions are, I love the fact that I always get what I want. Since everything always works out for me, I don't have to stress or feel anxious when things look like they may not be going my way. Since all of my ideas are highly profitable, I really have to contemplate acting on every idea that I get. So these are affirmations, but they're coming at the affirmations from a different angle. You're no longer affirming a situation or a manifestation or a habit, you are actually just affirming a belief or an assumption about yourself or about your life. So I know it kind of sounds similar, but it's the nuance that really changes how powerful your manifestation is. Because if you're constantly affirming that you want something or that you get to have something, it takes a lot of mental energy. But if you decide to assume that you just always get what you want, that kind of covers everything like an umbrella, right? It kind of covers any situation where you may desire something. Since you know you always get what you want, it'll just work out and you don't have to actively put in your energy. It's all about conserving your energy. So like I said, in the beginning when you're manifesting, you're gonna have to use a lot more energy to manifest a specific thing. But as you gain more experience and you build your faith that you can manifest and that you do have the power, then from there, you're gonna want to be more selective what affirmations you choose, what assumptions you choose, so that way when you use your energy, you're using it in the most efficient way possible. So now I'm only affirming one belief. I'm putting all of my energy into affirming, everything always works out for me. So now I've conserved myself the energy of then having to go into each situation and manifest how each situation is going to work out perfectly. If you have any questions, you can always comment below. I try to answer every comment that I receive. Since the law of assumption is all about assuming you already have what you want and just acting that way, overusing manifesting techniques can actually hold you back from getting the thing that you want because it directly contradicts the assumption that you already have it. So if you are visualizing, or if you are journaling, or you are scripting, you are doing any kind of manifesting technique, and you are doing it from a place of thinking that that technique will bring you what you want, you've pretty much canceled out the opportunity to use the law of assumption. Because in order to assume you already have something, you wouldn't be trying to get the thing. It's like you already placed the order online and you know it's coming to you, but you're contradicting that belief by then constantly going back and clicking reorder, 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 reorder. Like you're always adding your desire, adding to cart, add it to cart, add it to cart, but you already ordered it. So why are you going back and adding that to cart again? Hopefully that makes sense. You don't want to overuse manifesting techniques if you can already have your faith in the law of assumption. So if you haven't built up your faith yet and it's harder for you to use that law of assumption, you can assume, but it doesn't really assume. Like you can say, oh, I assume, but you don't feel that assumption. Like it does nothing for you. Then I would go back to the law of attraction and try more repetitive affirmations in order to saturate your mind so you can build that faith. And then the third law is the law of vibration. With the law of vibration, it's all about what frequency you are vibrating at. Our frequency is highly determined by our emotions and our physical state. So if we are feeling stressed out, angry, depressed, those are low vibration emotions, and they are going to attract more of the low vibration things, situations, and people that keep us in that low vibrational state. But if we are vibrating high, we're in a good mood, everything's good, we just have that good luck, right? We're on a roll. We wake up, we feel rested right as we wake up, everything goes well, we don't get any traffic or anything. Things just line up in our favor. We didn't have to manifest good luck. We didn't have to assume that things are gonna work out. We just are happy. And therefore, we attract more things that will make us happy. So the law of vibration is the strongest law and the most powerful law. This is where you can be using the law of attraction and you can be using the law of assumption. But if you aren't also backing it up with your emotions, you don't have the vibration changing at all, it's really not going to work. At least in the beginning, it'll take a lot longer to work. Sometimes using the law of attraction can actually lower our vibration, because if we're constantly affirming something that we really, really want, we're too attached to that outcome. And then every time we affirm it, we remember that we don't have it, it lowers our vibration. So always make sure that whether you're using the law of attraction, whether you're using the law of assumption, whatever manifesting techniques you're using, make sure that they are raising your vibration, not lowering it. If you feel more stressed, more anxious, stop. It's better to do nothing and have a higher vibration than to be manifesting, quote unquote manifesting, and then lowering your vibration. That defeats the purpose, right? This is where practicing meditation, mindfulness, visualization, all these things can really come into play, because those will help us raise our vibration. Visualizing your desired outcome, visualizing what you want, meditating and relaxing your mind, these are things that just naturally recalibrate us, rebalance us, and keep us centered on our desires and what we actually want. By being able to tap into the feeling that you want now, it's going to help you manifest what you want. So I've talked about this in videos before, where you can pretty much hack the manifestation process by activating your desired emotional state now. So think about whatever you're trying to manifest. Dig deeper than the actual thing or situation. Ask yourself, why do you want to manifest that thing? Is it going to make you feel some type of way? Probably. So what is the feeling that you're hoping to get from having it or from doing it or manifesting whatever it is? Once you figure out what that feeling is, find ways to activate that feeling. So do whatever it is that you need to do, maybe some activities or maybe some visualization exercises, maybe some kind of meditation exercises, whatever thing puts you in that same emotion or even just a little bit activates that emotion in you will get you closer to manifesting that. Then you're going to be able to have a clear state of mind, and when you receive nudges or when you do your aligned actions, it will actually get you closer to your desire. Because when we're too attached, when we feel like our happiness depends on manifesting something or our safety depends on manifesting something, it's almost like we're blocking it from coming to us because it's too serious. We need to be able to have a healthy level of detachment and be able to make ourselves happy now. So even though we want to manifest a new job because that new job would help us provide better for ourselves or our family and live a better lifestyle, whatever, being able to tap into that lifestyle emotion now, like feeling free, feeling independent, feeling safe, feeling provided for now, is going to put you in a state of mind where you're able to then think clearly and be able to get yourself closer to that. Then you'll be able to use the law of attraction, use the law of assumption, and call in new opportunities towards you. But the most strong, powerful law is the law of vibration. It's the law that pretty much dominates every other law. The whole purpose of all these sub-laws is to get us in the feeling state of what we want. So if you can activate joy, you can activate luxury and abundance in your emotions now, then everything else is just gonna come easier to you. So have your goals, do your affirmations, do your vision boards, do your visualizations, use all the resources you have available, do everything that you can do, but focus on how you feel. Make sure that everything you're doing is helping you maintain and raise to a high vibration. And remember, high vibration just means you're feeling good, you're feeling happy. So ask yourself how you can feel good in any given moment. Maybe feeling good looks different today than it did yesterday, but it's still your version of good right now. Disclaimer with this. You don't have to never feel a negative emotion, okay? Just feeling a negative emotion, having some kind of situation happen where it triggers a negative emotional response in you, that's not gonna manifest unless you let it fester. So if you automatically, well, let's say this, if you build your self-awareness to the point where you know how you're feeling at any given moment and you automatically identify when you are feeling low vibe, then you can immediately alchemize it, find a positive perspective, find a way to accept with it, deal with it, alchemize it in whatever way, transmute it in whatever way to then manifest what you want, okay? But if you don't address it and you let that negative emotion sit there for a long period of time, it will continue to manifest more negativity. So just feeling a negative emotion is not gonna ruin your life unless you don't deal with it. That's the best piece of advice, is build your self-awareness to know how you're feeling so you know how you're manifesting at any given moment. And don't stress out too much about having thoughts come up or limiting beliefs come up, because as long as you deal with what comes your way in any given moment, you're gonna be fine. So to recap, in summary, the law of attraction focuses on what you're thinking. The law of assumption focuses on what you assume to be true, what your core beliefs are. And the law of vibration focuses on how you're feeling, aka your energy, aka your vibration. If you are ready to take the next step, invest in your personal growth, or you want to chat with me one-on-one and figure out how to live your best life, I have all those resources listed in the description below. Otherwise, feel free to go binge watch the rest of my content. There's so much free value, specifically manifestation playlists if you want to learn more about manifesting. But there's also so many other playlists that will help you in whatever area you want to improve. So with that being said, I hope you have a great day. Love you. Bye. Mwah.